This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Snap to Prescott, play action on first down, throwing it to the right side, wide open, CeeDee Lamb at the 35, skips his way down the sideline, and forced out of bounds, CeeDee Lamb's first professional catch goes for 30 yards.
KHC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, asking Cowboys fans the question, if this is what you get from CeeDee Lamb all season, will you be satisfied? 877-881-1053. Now, in the season opener, CeeDee Lamb was targeted 6 times. He had 5 receptions for 59 yards. So essentially, I know it doesn't seem like the most eye-popping stat, except for the 5 out of 6. That's pretty darn good. Yeah. But if you projected that out to the entire season, that would be 80 catches for 944 yards. I feel like we would all be pretty happy. I mean,
yeah,
I would be happy about it, but I was talking about this with my son. It feels like the expectations for him are so high that anything
Thanks, Mike.
100 catches for 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns is going to be a disappointment to some.
You know, because I wanted to talk about this today because of that, because I think we'd be happy. 80 catches? Like before the season, if we said, hey, CeeDee Lamb's going to have 80 catches, we'd be like, okay, that sounds pretty good for a rookie year. I mean, rookie wide receivers have a tough time breaking into this league and making an impact. And then we said, hey, he's going to fall just short. He's going to be just 50, 60 yards short of an 1,000-yard season his rookie year. And I think most people would say, yeah, that's good. But, Kevin, just like when you're talking to your son, after watching game one, I'd be a little bit disappointed. I think there's so much talent there that if he ended up having 80 catches for just under 1,000 yards, which would be a good season, and I would say, hey, future does look pretty bright, but I'm expecting more. I'm expecting more this Sunday. I'm expecting him maybe not more than 5 catches. Maybe it's just going to be 5 or 6 catches, but I'm expecting close to 100 yards. The talent is there. I can see it. It's just about getting him the ball, and I think he's going to break some tackles. I love the punt return he had. So I like it. I'm okay with it, but I do expect more.
How much of that that feeling of underwhelming is because of, like, he had the one big 33-yard play and then the rest of it was kind of small chunk yardage? Or is it also we got it on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text from the 512, 0 touchdowns all year. That's what we want, obviously, him not getting in the end zone.
So I think that's a fair question, because I thought about that. Like, I hadn't really contemplated that aspect of it until I heard the sham call. And then I was thinking, oh, wow. Okay. So his first catch goes for that. And you're like, that's what they'll all be like. And then the rest of the game, 4 for 26. So I get it from that perspective. Now, the touchdowns would obviously be where things would kind of pivot. So let's say he had 0 touchdowns all year to go with 80 and 944.
Well, that would be bad.
Yeah, exactly. But where does the expectation meet? Is it 6? Is it 8? Is it 10? Like, what is the number of touchdowns where you're like, okay, now I feel good?
If people are caught up on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text on 80 for 950 approximately, if I threw 4 touchdowns on there, that would be, you know, 1 every 4 games. So that wouldn't be a lot. But if you look at league leaders now in touchdown receptions, if you get to 10, you are doing a heck of a job. There's not a lot of people. It's not like a list of 30 people that get 10 touchdown receptions in a season. So if I were to say over under, I'll even add a half. If over under is 4.5, would you be disappointed with 4? I think I kind of would be, but, you know, hey, I felt like after game one, I'm kind of lowering my expectations on Dak Prescott.
And, okay. Well,
all right.
Look,
so four
you're about to open up a whole different conversation right there, Madison.
But I mean, if we're looking for eight from him, and then another six or seven from Michael Gallup, and maybe 10 from Amari Cooper because he's the number one wide receiver to start the year, well, that means our quarterback's throwing for 35 touchdowns or so, and I don't think he's capable of doing that.
So four touchdowns last season would put him in the same vein, receiving touchdowns, mind you. Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Larry Fitzgerald, Jack Doyle, Jason Witten, that's in the same range, and we're talking about touchdowns.
Okay, I think the name that I want to throw out there that some people might view it as a disappointment. Me personally, if it was four, I guess I would admit I would be a little disappointed, is Randall Cobb. So Randall Cobb last year had three touchdowns. He had 55 catches for 828 yards. So you would have more receptions by quite a bit, more than 100 yards more, and an extra touchdown. So obviously it's an upgrade, and also the more vertical threat, I think. It's an upgrade in every possible fashion for CeeDee Lamb. But that's the whole reason I brought this question up, is because I feel like the expectations are so ridiculously high because we're all so friggin' hyped to have him. I think if he has anything less than like six touchdowns even, that people are going to be disappointed.
So multiple things here. Do you guys think he'll be more working the middle of the field than maybe before the season started? Because Blake Jarwin is done for the year, so putting him on the outside, it's more like, hey, the middle is going to be more open. Because, look, we saw Dalton Schultz. God bless his soul. He's in the NFL, and he's going to get some time there, and he's going to get some pension, and he's going to make probably over $1 million in his career playing football. So that all being said, he is awesome. He's a 1%er that made it to the NFL as a tight end. He can't play in this league and help us out. So there's not much reason to put him on the field, except you need tight ends, I guess, on your team. So that whatever you thought Blake Jarwin was going to get, I think a lot of it could go to CeeDee Lamb. And so maybe that's why I feel like I could be a little bit disappointed with under 1,000 yards, because I feel like maybe the 500 or 600 yards that maybe you were going to get from tight end, I mean, I think a lot of that can now go to CeeDee Lamb working the middle of the field.
Okay, and somebody asked this question, and I was like, ooh, I bet that's a pretty similar comparison, and there's one number here that jumps off the page. By the way, and this couple of people are saying he was overhyped. I mean, again, it's been one game, and he did really look like he might be the best receiver in all of college football, so I don't think any individuals were overhyping him, but somebody asked, what about Calvin Ridley from the 817 as a comparison? So check this out, and you'll notice the number that will jump off the page that I think will make everyone like, yeah, that's fine. That'll work just fine. Is we said 80 for 944. Calvin Ridley as a rookie, 64 catches, 821 yards. Okay? 10 touchdowns.
Yeah.
If you get in the 8 to 10 touchdown range as a rookie, I think then the other stats won't matter as much. Right. Like, I honestly think you could scale it down to 60 catches and 750 yards if you put that touchdown total on there, and everyone's like, look out, CeeDee Lamb's going to dominate the future.
Well, a lot of touchdown catches is your quarterback, and so I do think Matt Ryan is overall better, especially in the red zone, right? I mean, as much as I do like Dak, I don't want to hate on him. I like him.
He struggles in the red zone. Sure.
Right. He's a bad red zone quarterback. So a lot of, is CeeDee Lamb going to get 10 touchdounns based off of 30, 40-yard plays where we're on the 35 and he goes over the top, or he catches the ball over the middle for 15 and he breaks a couple tackles or makes a couple guys miss for the extra 10 to 15 yards to get into the end zone? Because I do think our wide receivers, and I don't think it's them, I think it's the quarterback, struggle to get touchdowns when we get into the red zone, because our guy, as the field shrinks, Dak is just not that good.
Yeah, he's really struggled in the red zone. I think that's fair.
And also in this game, I mean, I think we all noticed they did not attack deep very much. Now, I don't want to extrapolate that out. This is a very particular game, you know, one game sample size, but I do wonder if that changes, because Calvin Ridley, the guy that we're mentioning, absolutely, they struck deep a lot, and that was what allowed him to score and also, amass yards. If this is going to be an underneath passing team in the way that it was in this game. Of course, I'm not saying that that's going to be the case. I do wonder how that comes about.
You just hit on what a couple of people from the fan text were talking about, the big play possibility. And that's the thing about the big play possibility. You can see it break out and break out hard and change all expectations in games. What, 2, 3, 4, 5? Like, we got plenty of time. From the 2-4, I was really expecting Lamb to have at least 80 to 100 yards last weekend and at least 2 touchdowns. As fast as he was, I was thinking that they were going to take a couple deep shots with him. From the 2-5-4, I was disappointed. With his elusiveness, he should be taking every other catch to the house. I mean, look, I support that.
Well, I mean, we say that with his elusiveness in, and I don't want to do the Big
against
12
as Texas defenses.
Sure. Against college defenses, right? Like, one thing that we have to remember, the jump from college to pros, is that everybody's fast now, right? Like, even the big dudes are fast now, right? Like, everybody's fast. There was a point in time in rewatching the game yesterday where I looked at CD and you saw where he thought he was going to give a little move and shake somebody. And that dude met him right there. And I'm not sure if this was his thought, but I imagine his thought was, okay, that's not going to work here. So, like, yes, he has elusiveness, and I'm not trying to take that away from him, but it's not going to be in the same way that we saw against, like, Texas in that one play where he left 4 dudes in the dust.
Reggie, to your point, when you make it to Major League Baseball or the NFL, for the first time, a lot of times we have to think. And thinking can make us slower. CD talked about after the game, he wants to play faster. He was disappointed with his speed and wanted to play faster. He's not talking about after he catches the ball running faster. What he's talking about is probably he was thinking after that move and somebody stops him. Now he's coming off the line thinking a little bit, going a little bit slower, like being a little bit more mechanical, trying to figure out, is this going to work and that going to work? I don't know when he's going to feel that he doesn't have to think. You know, you're always, and I want to, you're always thinking, but when it just comes natural, it's like breathing. You know, you see him do this, I do that. And you just, like, it just comes natural now. And everything for me slows down because I'm going at the speed I want to go. And so when will that happen? Will that happen for CD on Sunday where he feels like, hey, the game's slowing down and I'm moving faster? I don't know when that happens.
It can be a tough transition for a rookie wide receiver if you want some positivity right here. 18 rookie wide receivers caught passes in week one of the NFL. Do you know how many caught more passes than CeeDee Lamb?
I'll say 0.
That is correct. Do you know how many had more yards than CeeDee Lamb?
Ooh, I didn't see the numbers for Jerry Jeudy. I think Ruggs had 55 yards. So I was concentrating on kind of the 3 guys that were in that mix, the 2 Alabama guys and our guy. So I will say more than 59. I'll say none.
Also 0. And only one of those 18, Chenault out with Jacksonville, had a touchdown. So Jerry Jeudy, 8 targets, 4 receptions, 56 yards. Henry Ruggs, because those are the two that he'll always be judged alongside, 5 targets, 3 catches for 55 yards. So both of them more per catch, but both of them less efficient. And then Jalen Reagor was maybe the most fascinating of the day. He had that one huge catch for 55 yards, and that was it. He was targeted 4 times, had the one catch for 55 yards. So
they're going to have a tough time in Philadelphia making plays because their offensive line can't block.
Yeah, that's a fair point. But, yeah, through week one, CeeDee Lamb, one of the most efficient, had the most yards, had the most receptions.
Yeah.
If he continues on this pace and the touchdowns start to get sprinkled in, I think people will actually be satisfied. But I think it all pivots on that touchdowns. If you put up 80 for 944 with 3 touchdowns, that leaves Randall Cobb. If you put 80 for 944 with 8 to 10 touchdowns, well, holy smokes, we do have the best 3 wide receiver trio in the entire league.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.